Proclamation number 2818 of July 20th, 1943. Incarnation of Christ. The more despiritualized humanity is, the more difficult it is for it to find the right path back, since God's adversary now has great power over it. And at the time of Christ's descent, humanity had reached such a low level that without divine help no human being could free himself from this power, which is why God himself faced his adversary in order to defeat him through the power of his love and to give people the only means in their hands by which they could escape his power. God's adversary had the whole of humanity behind him. God and Jesus faced him alone. And yet the power of his love was enough to break his power, for love is invincible, it just has to be applied correctly. It must turn towards the unredeemed, it must be of divine origin, i.e., it must not become self-love and turn towards things which are part of God's adversary. And this true love radiated from Jesus to every human being. Jesus felt the deepest, most merciful love for suffering humanity under the spell of the adversary, and he wanted to help it. Such love had to wrest people from God's adversary and render him powerless, because love was stronger than him and his power. Man as such was no longer able to muster such love in this spiritual state of all mankind. So eternal love embodied itself in a human being who had the will to redeem humanity. This will enable him to take eternal love into himself, for his will was always turned towards the good. He abhorred evil for the sake of evil. He was good from the bottom of his heart. He did not seek advantage. Nothing was calculated, but only love for humanity drove him to think, want and act. And thus God himself was in him in all fullness, for everything good is God, every noble thought is God's spiritual radiance, which comes to fruition according to the will of man, which increases to the deepest wisdom and the ability to accomplish everything that man wants. God gave himself a human shell in which he wanted to give people an example of what they are capable of if they utilize their will in the right way. He became man himself. He emptied himself of all strength and power and walked as a man in the midst of his creatures. His body completely conformed to the laws of nature to which man as such is subject. But he observed one thing. He cultivated love and thereby drew his fellow human beings into the sphere of divine emanation of love, for what was grasped by his love was now also grasped by God himself, who worked in him and through him. God took abode in a human shell and he tried to change people by exemplifying a life of love to them in order to show them the strength and power of love to which everything that was subject to God had to submit, which thus also compelled that one who had made himself God's adversary through his lack of love and his free will. God became man out of love for humanity, which in the darkest spiritual night could no longer find a way to him because it disregarded the love that alone leads to God and overcomes the opponent of God. Amen.